All righty. So we're going to get into our next team here on our 2024 Outlook Series, the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees. Yankees feature a very high upside lineup this year, boys. This lineup is very, very stacked, but the IL could also be very, very stacked. That's my first shot. I'm given two shots at the Yankees throughout this. So I've got, I threw my one on the last pod, so that doesn't count towards this one, boys. So I now have one remaining.
One more
on this pod. Lineup looks like this, boys. Outfield right now per Fangraphs. Okay, in left field, we have Alex Verdugo, who came over in the trade from Boston. Center field is the one and only Aaron Judge. And then right field is their biggest acquisition of the offseason, Juan Soto. Round the infield, third base DJ LeMahieu, at short, Anthony Volpe. Second base, Gleyber Torres. And at first base, my hero, Anthony Rizzo. Behind the dish right now is showing to be Austin Wells. Of course, it'll be split time between him and Jose Trevino. And then at the DH, the very, very lighter version, Giancarlo Stanton. Okay, boys, let's start with the lineup. This lineup can bang. This lineup can hit. This lineup is stacked. Vinny, let's throw injuries to the side here. What are your biggest concerns about this lineup right now?
I mean, throwing injury aside, it's hard to find many holes, to be honest. I think catcher, maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, I think highly of Austin Wells. I don't know, you know, what his defense ultimately will bring. I think he's more of a bat-first catcher. And that's kind of it. I mean, they're pretty solid in the outfield. Infield, I mean, first base, Rizzo. If he's your worst player, I think you're doing okay. It's hard to say. It does kind of come down to injuries. So if I'm trying to leave that out, I think they have a good team, but I don't know if they'll have the depth to test those injuries when it comes to the dog days in August. And, you know, everyone kind of needs to be putting stuff together in order to make a run for the playoffs. I don't know if they'll get there, but maybe they will. I mean, injuries aside, they can bang. Like you said, Aaron Judge is one of the best hitters in the game. Juan Soto, another one of the best hitters in the game. Like, those are two of the top five hitters, in my opinion. So it's kind of hard to count them out at any point.
Okay, May, what about you, buddy?
Yeah, I think they need bounce back years from Rizzo and Stanton. Both of those guys kind of had down years last year. So they definitely need some bounce back seasons from them. They also had a big issue with just putting the ball in play last year. Like, they struck out a ton. I think one of the most in baseball, if not the most. I don't have the stat in front of me, but they were up there.
I was going to say, to add to your point, just real quick, they had the second lowest batting average behind only the Oakland Athletics. So you're absolutely right. They struck out way too much. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're totally fine. Yeah. Struck out a ton. So they definitely need to clean that up. So we'll see. You know, like we said, the star power is there. They have the guys in the lineup to get it done. I think they just need their guys to produce. I think Verdugo will help. He's a guy who doesn't strike out a ton. He'll put the ball in play. He'll get on base. He'll take his walks. You know, we'll see. Talked about the IL a little bit, Vin, which I agree. You know, some of those guys are getting up there in age, so staying healthy might be a concern. But, you know, they definitely have the tools and the pieces in place to compete in the long term.
This lineup, if it can somehow, some way, they will have IL stints. Every team has them, right? And I don't want to see any player go on the IL. The best way to watch baseball is watching the best players on the field, right? And I want to see when the Orioles and the Yankees match up in July. I don't want to see Aaron Judge on the IL. I want to see both teams top to bottom, healthy, ready to go, because it's outstanding baseball to watch. But unfortunately, this is what they deal with. Am I back in here? Did I cut
you broke
out there
for a second,
bit?
But you're okay. Yeah, you're good.
I'm so back. This team, though, top to bottom, one of the best lineups in baseball, in my opinion. The only problem, though, is like you guys said, some of those little things, like on-base percentage, is extremely low on this team. Slug is absolutely there. The home runs are there. But it's now those other guys, can Volpe can he now have his first big time year? He's a very big sleeper this year across the league, honestly, with the way that he could potentially put up 20 home runs, 20 steals, right? Just like he did last year. But this is a guy that I think can really maybe potentially get to that 25-25. Not 30-30 yet, but hopefully maybe we can see that out of him as well. Let's talk. Any other notes there on the lineup, boys? I mean, one other guy I do want to touch on is Alex Verdugo, because this is a really interesting storyline based on, you know, the issues that they had in Boston between him and Alex Cora. Like, do you guys think that he will be just as great of an addition, you know, as maybe some other teams that have made sort of those, you know, mid-level deals here? Vinny, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Verdugo is going to definitely help. I'm trying to pull up his numbers because I just want to make sure, but he hasn't. Yeah, last three seasons he's played over 140 games. You know, he doesn't miss time with injury, which is one of their big problems. And he like Kyle said, he doesn't strike out at super high clips, which again, kind of one of their big issues, right? And so I think he fills an offensive hole that they have. Yeah, I mean, if he's one you want to touch on, he's definitely an interesting one. I think it'll be fun to watch. I think DJ LeMahieu is going to be an interesting, I think, you know, depending on how well, because he's going to be leading off for them. If he is able to set the tone and kind of bring back some of the magic, last year was a little bit of a down year, but I don't think he's that far away from returning. And I say the same thing about Anthony Rizzo. Kyle, you mentioned he had a down season, and I think part of that was, if you look at his splits after he had a concussion, right? And I think we talked about this on an earlier episode, right? Things really fell off a cliff for him. And then, oh, hey, look, he still is kind of concussed, right? And so L on the medical staff of the Yankees right there for not catching that. So I think that there's still some sneaky value in the old guys too, that we shouldn't ignore, like Rizzo and LeMahieu. I think, you know, the young guys, we know what they can do with Soto and even Gleyber Torres doesn't get talked about, but one of the most consistent hitters on this team, underrated if you ask me. So yeah, I think those are just some notes going around the diamond. But yeah, I think Verdugo is a great pickup, and hopefully, and Trent Grisham, don't forget about Trent Grisham, because again, you're right, there's going to be people who are going to miss time. He's going to fill in the outfield, Gold Glove center fielder. Yeah, not a great batting average, but either way, still a great glove. So yeah, I think they did well plugging up their holes, but it's going to be tough to win in that division. So we'll see.
K-May, anything else to add there on the lineup?
No, I think we hit it all.
Look, boys, they got multiple dudes putting up over 20 home runs, slugs, you know, north of 450. Like, this team is loaded. It's just, and again, like I said, I don't hope to see them on the IL, but it's pretty much inevitable at this point. Bench wise, of course, like I mentioned, Jose Trevino, which again will split time with Austin Wells, which I really, really think Austin Wells is going to have a big year, but unfortunately he's sort of blocked on that big day with Gerrit Cole going onto the bump, and then of course seeing Jose Trevino behind the dish. But Oswald Peraza, Oswaldo Cabrera, and Vinny mentioned him, Trent Grisham, a very, very solid defender out there in the outfield as well. Rotation wise, this is where things get, this is where it all comes down to this year, boys. I mean, if unless they're going to get Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery, I don't think Jordan Montgomery is going to go back to New York. So basically it's up to just the Blake Snell aspect. But yeah, Gerrit Cole, one of the best in the game, one of the most durable in the game. You're going to have him the entire year. Carlos Rodon, we'll talk about him here in a sec. Marcus Stroman, who was just acquired this offseason, which will be a very intriguing storyline. Clark Schmidt, and then Nestor Cortez. Boys, Carlos Rodon, having the issues that he's having, I don't understand why the Yankees just don't put him on the IL just to at least evaluate and figure out what's going on. We see velo drops. We saw him have leaving the ball up in the zone almost like Alec Manoa, in a way, and really not showing any life in any of his pitches. I mean, Vinny, how much of a concern is this for the Yankees' upcoming season?
Yeah. Their staff is definitely where they need help. Their staff and I mean their bullpen too, right? You know, if you want to touch on both at the same time, because, you know, and I hate to say it, Gerrit Cole, we love him. He's human, right? There's a world where he doesn't throw 200 innings. There's a world where something happens to him. Now you are absolutely screwed, right? You, if you somehow sneak into the playoffs, you have nobody going game one. Like, who are you going to throw out there? There's no guarantee Stroman throws 150 innings. There's doesn't seem like Rodon's going to throw 100 innings of anything, because if they throw him out there for 100 innings, he's going to give up 100 runs, like the way he's pitching. So there's not much to hang your hat on. I am honestly shocked that they haven't gone out and tried to sign an arm or two, because I think that, you know, they attacked their offense, which great, good for you. But your biggest need was pretty clearly pitching to me. You know, we talked about some of the offensive struggles, but their pitching is just as bad outside of Gerrit Cole, obviously. You know, Gerrit Cole is a generational talent, but outside of that, you got to have something to help him out. And I don't think Stroman was it. Obviously, we're seeing Rodon not be it. Clark Schmidt, meh. There's just so much meh. Like Nestor Cortez, meh. Like had some promise, hasn't really fully fulfilled. So, yeah, they need some help. They need some help for sure.
It's dangerous right now from a rotation standpoint, KMA.
Yeah. As far as Rodon goes, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably at like a 5 as a Yankees fan. I'm not at like a 10 overly concerned just because it's so early. You know, he's seen Rodon with the White Sox too. He's seen his velocity sink at times, and he's bounced back from it and done fine. So, you know, not overly concerning, but definitely concerned nonetheless, and how he's been performing in spring training. They've also been rumored to be in Dylan Cease talks. So who knows, maybe a trade comes to fruition at the deadline. The Yankees are always one of the most aggressive teams at the trade deadline. So maybe they evaluate then, see where they're at. If they need to add an arm or two, they'll be more than willing to do it, as they always are. But yeah, definitely when you're looking at the rest of the American League in general, like Vinny said, when you get to the playoffs, there's not much there from a rotation standpoint. So definitely some work to be done, and surprising that they're, you know, kind of at this point with the rotation and they haven't signed more guys up to this point.
Yeah. Especially if the Rodon stuff happens, don't be shocked to see them maybe being talks about a Jesus Luzardo, like a deal, mm-hmm. Type of deal. Because right now, if Rodon is out, the only lefty in the rotation is Nestor. And, he's had his little bit of injury history. Now I've at least here thus far have seen really good things from Nestor here in spring training. And what's interesting too, though, is, you know, people talk about spring training and people say, don't overreact to certain things, which I understand, right? Because at the end of the day, guys are going out there, you know, for example, when I was at the Cubs and Royals game, right? The Cubs are going to send their, you know, maybe top prospects and guys fighting for roster spots to that away game. So maybe the guys from the Royals aren't necessarily seeing the best pitching, but it is vitally important to see how some of these arms shape out here in the spring, because it literally alters the entire landscape of a rotation, a lineup for the rest of the year. So the Rodon stuff, yes, KMA, I agree that it's early, but the way that this team is structured right now, which is heavy on contracts, heavy on big time contracts, and you do not have your number two guy. Now you're relying on Marcus Stroman to be your number two guy, which at times last year he had it, but who really knows? He's more of a three in my opinion. So Rodon having the issues that he's having, and the injury history now he's had for the last 2 years. I don't know, KMA. I mean, this is really, really, really concerning in my eyes. But you've seen him, you know, as a Sox fan, you've seen what he can turn into. And if he turns into that, oh my God, this is a steal. But I wouldn't call it a steal. Sorry. Excuse me. Obviously a solid number two in the rotation even can be a number one.
Yeah, the concerns are valid. You know what I mean? I mean, just like I said, the way he's been performing in spring training and kind of how he's been getting knocked around, definitely a red flag to be thrown up. But yeah, the guy's a gamer, right? Like he's got that bulldog attitude. So he's going to do anything he can to keep himself on the mound and to keep battling and give the Yankees as many innings as he can. That's just kind of part of his personality and always how he has been. So we'll see.
I do want to mention too, you know, Tyler, you mentioned not to overreact to spring training stuff. And I agree to that with that to an extent. I think there's things that you know, you're not taking everything, but you are circling some things on your calendar. And Rodon not just is one, but the specific part of him is his velocity. We wanted to see how his velocity would come back, and his velocity has been down about 2.5 miles an hour on all of his pitches. That to me is the concerning part. Like if you're not 100%, why are you still, you know, you're not going to be as effective as we're hoping for. And just looking at some of the pitching numbers from the Yankees last year, Gerrit Cole threw 209 innings. Then second in innings pitch was Clark Schmidt at 158. And then after that was Domingo Herman at 103. Where are they going to get all these innings from? Like they had nobody beyond that who threw over 100 innings. The next closest one is Carlos Rodon at 64. Like, I don't know where they're going to get these innings from. They don't have enough arms to really make it through the length of 162 game season. So, you know, we don't need to beat a dead horse, but they need pitching.
And I think I heard, you know, when they talked about the Blake Snell potential signing, right? And the way that the luxury tax works out right now, they sign him for, I don't know, it was like north of 30 million. It turns into 60, 70, 80 million based on luxury tax. I'm going to tell you right now, I personally think that if you want to win this year, you need to sign Blake Snell, because who really cares about that 40 million when you just traded away so much of your young talent for a guy like Juan Soto, you are likely going to lose in free agency unless you pay him an exorbitant amount of money. So take the hit. Get the guy that you need to make sure that you can at least go out there and have an opportunity to win the AL East. You have an opportunity right now. You've built it up enough to win a AL East title. And now the fact is that you potentially are just going to go in with this rotation this year without making a move. I would be livid if I was a Yankees fan.
Especially too, sorry, is... After, do you remember what they traded for Juan Soto? What did they give up? They gave up Michael King, Johnny Brito, who looks pretty good, and Drew Thorpe. Like, those are three guys who could have helped your rotation this year. And now you have just crippled yourself for 1 year of Juan Soto. I don't get it. I really don't. It's confusing. It's head scratching. They do have enough talent, I think, in the minors still. If they wanted to make a trade for Dylan Cease, I think that makes sense. Or, you know, if there's another, I think there's another arm on the market that I'm forgetting. You mentioned Jesus Luzardo. He could be one. So there's potential for something like that. But even if they make a move like that, I still think they're an arm or two short. So
that's a great point, Van. I totally forgot what the return was for the Juan Soto trade. It seems like so long ago, but you're right. I mean, arms that could be valuable to them, you know, in the time being.
Those would be two, maybe three starters in their top five rotation now. And you gave it up for a year of Juan Soto. Don't get me wrong. Juan Soto is a generational talent, and he's going to hit 35 home runs and 120 RBI, but you needed arms. I don't get it.
Bullpen wise, boys. I think they'll be pretty solid here. From the names that I see, I just, when I think about it, it's just a domino effect, right? Rotation can't go enough. So now you're having to bring up young arms. That puts more stress on the bullpen, right? So a lot of these things, man, they just, everything leads down the path. We saw it with the, you know, I hate to relate it to the Cubs, as, you know, I don't want to feel like I only know about the Cubs, but the Cubs literally last year had had issues towards the end with their depth and had to really just work their bullpen to death. And that led them to potentially not being able to get, you know, to lead them not to get in the playoffs. Bullpen wise right now, though, if we start from the bottom, so long reliever wise, we're looking at Luke Weaver, middle of the rotation, Cody Poteet, Victor Gonzalez, Ron Mara Nacio. If any Yankees fans are listening to this right now, they're going to come at me, and I don't care. But they did pick up Caleb Ferguson, which is a really nice add here, of course, this offseason. That was to make room for Yamamoto. Setup man in the seventh looks to be Ian Hamilton as of now. And the eighth, Jonathan Loaisiga. Okay. And then finally, in the back end of the rotation in the bullpen, the closer, Clay Holmes. Vinny, anything right now that concerns you in the bullpen, or do you think that looks at least solid enough to make it through the year?
It's serviceable. It's you know, I don't think that it's a World Series contending bullpen. I mean, you know, I guess we did just see the Rangers win a World Series with a questionable bullpen, but it's fine. Like you said, I there's no huge red flags. They have enough arms here, but when you're talking about the AL East, I think you have to have a caliber above normal and average. And I don't necessarily think that they have that. So they're fine. If they were in the AL Central, they're probably one of the better bullpens. But yeah, I mean, in the AL East, it's too tough of a division to throw that bullpen out there, unfortunately. Sorry, Kyle. AL Central.
AL Central catching strays out here. What did we do?
The AL Central is never safe from... Hey, I actually, you know, I'll mention it too real quick because I was thinking about it. I was watching the Tigers right before this. The Tigers, I think, are my favorite team this year that's not the Cubs. Like, I love everything they're doing. Love those players. So I'm excited to watch them this year. So some AL Central love there.
Yeah, they'll be a good team for sure.
Yeah,
just a touch. I would agree with you, Vinny. You know, very serviceable, but nothing that, you know, jumps out at you. So we'll see. Just kind of a side note from a personal standpoint, shout out to my guy, Nick Birdie, former Downers Grove South alum. He'll probably start with the Yankees in the minor leagues, but has a chance to maybe get up throughout the course of the season. So that's exciting. Hometown kid. Hopefully he makes it up and has some success.
He's gross.
Good for him.
Absolutely gross. Oh my God. Vinny, you're the prospect guy. You know these guys like the back of your hand. We know guys like Spencer Jones. We know guys like, of course, like Jason Dominguez, who made a little bit of a start, you know, this past year. Of course, he's going to be on the IL to start the year. What other prospects do you think right now, in your opinion, are you very, very excited about that people should watch out for that will have a potential impact this year on the big league club?
Oh, I mean, if you're talking this year, Jason Dominguez is technically still a prospect. He came up last year and lit the world on fire. And I don't know if you guys remember Jason Dominguez, his initial coming over from, was it Dominican that he's from? You know, I should know this, but I don't remember. Wherever he came from, some warm country. He came over and he was compared, or he was like the next Mike Trout, Mickey Mantle, like just supposed to be this stud, right? And he was compared to the greats of the greats, and that was who he's supposed to be. And that was like 4 or 5 years ago. And so he kind of had some injuries. He kind of underperformed. And now he came back last year. I don't know if you remember him coming in last year, and he looked the part. He looked the real deal. So he's out until at least, I think, June or July, maybe even August. So it'll be a while until we see him, but he'll probably be some well-needed reinforcements. Jason Dominguez will. He's only 21, but he came in and lit the world on fire last year. So he's one to that will definitely make an impact this year. I could see them being aggressive with Chase Hampton, although I'd be a little shocked. He's a minor league arm, got up to Double-A last year and kind of struggled when he got there, but still a phenomenal arm, still got a ton of talent. Will Warren's another one I think that will have an impact this year. Another pitcher, right-handed pitcher. And then they got some depth guys. Tyler, you mentioned Oswaldo Cabrera. I still get those mixed up, even though
hardest. Yep, that is a tongue twister.
Yeah, I've had both of them on dynasty teams, and I still can't get it right. And then Everson Pereira is another one, an outfielder. They got tons of kind of extra depth guys that I think, you know, can have an impact. Not going to be a huge impact, but could fill some of those holes that we mentioned are going to pop up with injuries. So, you know, those are some of the top level or at least close to graduating threshold guys that we'll see from the Yankees this year.
It's tough, man. Prospects are tough, though, right? You just never know the way that they're going to pop off, and they're almost valued sometimes rather more than a veteran player. And this point, I think it's basically how much depth can you have for this upcoming season? You know what I mean? KMA, what about you, buddy? Anybody that kind of stands out to you? Or
yeah, nobody we haven't mentioned yet. I know I mentioned Dylan Seas a couple of times now. I don't mean to kind of keep beating the dead horse, but rumor has it that in talks with the Yankees were unwilling to give up Spencer Jones in trade talks. So that just goes to show how highly they think of him and how they think he's going to be a star in the big leagues. So time will tell. ETA looks like it's 2025, so maybe next season we'll see him get in the bigs and see what he can do.
Yeah, and one that I did forget too is Clayton Beter. He's a pitcher who kind of tore up the minor leagues last year. He looked really good, and he was phenomenal at Texas Tech. So Clayton Beter could be one that kind of makes some impact in the rotation, because they're going to need arms, and I think Beter is kind of the next guy up after Nestor Cortez, the number five. So keep an eye out for Clayton Beter. And then one deep name that we'll hear in a few years, not right now, he's in rookie ball, maybe starting in single A, is Roderick Arias. There's a potential Arias is a top five prospect by this time next year. He's got the loud tools in order to really, really showcase that. His season was cut short due to a hand surgery last year, so didn't really get to fully, you know, explode up rankings, and I think the injury kind of set him back. But Roderick Arias is definitely one to keep your eye on. He's a shortstop who could come up and have a huge impact for them.
You guys are really good at this.
We love it. It's baseball. How do you not love it? How can you baseball not be romantic so about baseball?
Agreed. Baseball's so back, dude. Oh my God.
It's the best time of year right now.
It is.
Your injuries haven't really hit, but you're getting to see some of the fun, exciting.
Sonny Gray did make fun of the fact he was like, "Oh, I went out there and I just, you know, thought it'd be a good day to go out there and pitch on a you know, a wet mound and in terrible weather and you know, probably not get injured, right?" So, you know, hopefully he's back on the bump, because he's always fun to watch. And, you know, obviously then, you know, their crystal is all back together, and then it's probably going to end up breaking with how many injuries they're going to have. But that's my other shot. How many shots did I have at the Yankees?
Just the one, right? Yeah. So you got the one. Yeah.
Yep. And then I throw one at the Cardinals. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just, it's so easy. It's so easy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We won't make another joke like we did last time about the Cardinals. We're just going to keep it even. Nothing needs to get cut out of this segment, right? We're all good. We're happy here.
Nobody will get cut out of the rotation. It'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just going to fall out because of injuries.
Well, that's your shot at the Cardinals. So, but K-May is, it's a second favorite team.
Is it, Kyle?
That's facts.
I didn't know.
Why is it K-May?
I mean, because I think you guys can use your context clues.
Really? You just hate the Cubs that much that the Cardinals are your second favorite?
I didn't watch the 20. I couldn't watch the 2016 playoffs in my house, Vinny. I literally could not watch. I had a Brewers fan, I had a Cardinals fan, I had a Sox fan, and I had other fans that just decided, you know what, Cubs suck. And you know what, T-Lou, go find another place to watch the game at. So, yeah.
They didn't even let you watch the games.
No, we didn't even get to watch the context clues. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, Kyle says
we definitely let you. You just chose not to because we were all rooting for the Indians. So don't twist the story here, T-Lou.
Tyler, I mean, if I'm you, when they win, I'm running around the house just loud. I mean, you should have went crazy. I hope you did, right? I mean,
yeah, with a bunch of Cubs fans. It was very fun because, like, I looked to the left and, like, that person was happy. And then I looked to the right and that person was happy. And then when I got back to my house, nobody was happy. So, yeah, I enjoyed being around people that were in the same mindset that I was. Where I could have been was sitting there, and I could have been very quiet when that home run against Aroldis Chapman happened, right? That could have been the worst moment of my life.
Yeah, that one, that was up there. You're lucky, though, at least. I was in Wisconsin, and I watched the game all by myself. Watched pretty much the whole World Series by myself. There was no Cubs fans up by me. But it's beautiful. Yeah. Loved it.
I'm not telling the story. I'm just saying.
Kyle, anything you want to defend yourself with here?
No, just a side note. Also, big Tony La Russa fan. Guy's a legend. So of course.
Oh my god.
had to throw in that one.
He set the White Sox back like 5 years. It feels like.
Yeah.
Some of those.
Perhaps a hint of sarcasm in that statement.
Yeah. It took him 5 years to run from the dugout to the home plate to argue a call too.
Yep.
That is still the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow, that surprised me. I didn't realize you hated the Cubs that much. Is it like just fan? Like, did you not like fans growing up? Like, I don't understand how people come to hate other teams.
So
like that.
side note: I grew up with my uncle was a diehard Cubs fan, right? So anytime we got together, we'd always trash talk each other's teams.
Sure.
And he's just the biggest trash talker, and I was at a young age too. And until 2005, like before that, the Cubs were always the dominant team, or the Cubs were always like the most liked team in the city or whatever. So that was always a battle back and forth. Then the Sox won it in 05, so I had some bragging rights. And then the Cubs won it in 16, so now he's got bragging rights. So it's been this back and forth thing. And he's just a big smart ass about it. So yes, to answer your question, that's kind of where the hatred comes from. It stems down deep from my childhood days. Yeah. Between me and my uncle going back and forth.
So if we had some therapy sessions on the podcast or something to try to ease those tensions, and really you just hate your uncle, right? It's not really the team.
Yeah.
You have family, like, you know, there's like a who's the psychologist that I can't think of, the, you know, the Oedipus complex? No. Okay.
Drawing a blank.
Oh yeah. Wrong
who's,
guys.
Who's just, no, what's
wrong
his
guys,
name?
Vinny.
Okay. Well, you know what?
You're not talking about Dr. Oz, are you?
No, what? No.
Dr. Phil.
Like the guy on TV or whatever?
No, no, none of that. Like
Dr. Oz.
Never mind. No.
We got to get some
childhood trauma out of you in order to get you to see the brighter side of things.
Judge Judy. Yeah.
Don't, no Judge Judy smack talk in here. I will not allow it.
Okay. We will not talk about her. I am very, very sorry.
Oh, we can talk about her. Just don't talk bad about her.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah.
Is this a baseball podcast still, or what are we doing here?
Oh, I love it. This has been good, man. This has been good. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe the Yankees have their second starter throw more than 120 innings. All right, that is my second jab. That wasn't that good.
It was a long jab. Yeah, you waited for that one. Come on, you can do better.
Agreed.
Nope, I'm done.
I'll give
you
a jab
back.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Nope, not even. Yeah, I need to go. I need to leave.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, to everyone that tuned in, thank you so much for listening to another edition of the Big Fly Pod. We'll talk to you again here soon.